דהיינו פרשס כיסאיצה עושה כפיני שזוכר עושה שעושה לך המולק בדרך בצייסכם למצרים שכורך הוא בדרך מוכר תמחה את זכר המולק מתחס לשמיים לא ישכח והויו כיסו בו ילוא זבוב החיבור. Not any time you have to have בוב החיבור. ממש, פרשס כיסאי את זה. סתארץ. כיסאי את זה למלחוב. וחיתה את זה למלחוב, right? Why this פרשס starts והויו כיסאו? And here, when we will come, כיסאוי. We have Kisa Itze, Kisa Voi. By the way, they call the Parsha Kisa. Right? Look at the headlines of the Chumash, I don't know where the charge, yeah? In the calendar, it says this week is Parsha's Kisa. Doesn't say Parsha's Vahoyo Kisa. They understand, Parsha's Kisa. 2 weeks ago was Parsha's Kisa Itze. So why this week it starts Vahoyo? It's why the teacher of the Pasuk. Zogun and Mephoshim is a connection in Mechia Samole to Bahariya Kisov. Amole doesn't want Klal Yisrael to come into Eretz Yisrael. Amalek every time tries, in Klal Yisrael when Adam Mitzrayim, original the plan was to go straight into Eretz Yisrael. Amalek right away tries to stop. Amalek doesn't want Klal Yisrael. Haman Arosha, the story when Haman happens, takes place. Mekelim, Mekelim, Shoinim, we know the Megillah. Everyone learned about Megillah, every time Baruch had a hard time that he had to learn Megillah. And we know that the Ahasuerus made a cheshbon of 70 years, and he said, Mistome, now is no mechshash, Mashiach will not come, and he took out the clay Beis HaMikdash, right? Who is the one who has a plan about the soil of 70 years for the Chulban? Amalek. Amalek doesn't want Klal Yisrael to come into the soil. And Amalek feels a war, he runs a war before we try to come in. But I'm explaining it. This is the reason V'hoyot kisavoy mochay timches Amalek and then we go into Eretz Yisrael. And there's different pshatim in the Mefarshim why. I will say one hesber for the Shaykhs in between Parshas V'hoyo Kisovi to Mechias Amalek. We'll see later with the Baruch V'Shemesh. Bikurim is the purpose when Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael. The Ma'ir V'Shemesh explains. V'hoyot Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they realized everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When people realize everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's very easy to have emunah. When it looks that it's up to you, you start to think that you're the one. That is the Metzius. So I had now a conversation with a Yid. His name is Gelbert. They all, I think, have in Miami. So So he came to learn in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of days. So he called me if he could come to learn today in the morning. Then it's more shkafa from learning. So I told him, oh, you know, Baruch Hashem, you evacuated away, you know, it's a bit windy in Miami. So, yeah, he was telling me, you know, this one is here, and this one is here, and this one traveled to here, and this one is staying in Atlanta. And I said, look, you're sitting here smiling, telling me this son is here, this daughter is there. If the story would be that your family had to evacuate away from Miami because of a terrorist attack, and they ran on their life, or if you tell me that you closed your business for the week because the market crashed, you'll be sitting here with tears. Why are you sitting here so comfortable and speaking about the wind, about this, if your roof is this strong and that strong? Because you know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you don't care. It's easy for you to relate to it. When the terrorists are doing to us, I feel old, I feel embarrassed. The Nazis would come to Miami and you had to run away. I'm bash. The market crash. But when you feel it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's easier for people to relate. So he observed it. And then it says, and there's one more thing that is even harder. It says, sometimes when you lose money, you say, no, the Bashefa. When you make money, you're sure it's you. You never think it's Hashem. Yeah, good deal, smart guy. Bought it in the right time, sold it in the right time. Zogdim Bayu B'Shemesh. Hashem told a person, the first fruits that he has, he buys the land, he waters it, first a big apple comes out. Exactly, I knew how to plant. I did the right apples. Take the first ones. Hashem. Reishis Adom Hashem Osato Li Hashem. Take the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't fall into Koich Ha'itzim Yadi Yosu V'Yisachayim Hazim. So this is the first mitzvah. I think something was Naim La'Torah. Amalek was the opposite. Hashem Kol Chob Adelech. The Koich of Amalek, everyone knows, Amalek, Asher kolcho, loshen mikre, loshen krilus. Amalek tells a person, it's the Ribbono, it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a mikre. Asher kolcho baderech. So, mochoy timche zecher Amalek, and the Torah is right away telling us the way how to fight it, the way how to understand it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's everything the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not us. It's not me. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is very important. This is a very, very important nekuda. Very important nekuda for a person to shtel in life and his successful life. Don't wait for the days that you get the patches and say, yeah, it's Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't wait. When you success, when you're good, remember it's Him. ובוסר אל הכהן אשר יהיה ביומי ואומרת עליו כי גדתי היום כי בוסי אל האורץ זו פרש ואומרת אלו שאין חוקוף ויתאים ענה לכוף ויתאים ספירס רבי ששטר מוחז הדיו שאין חוקוף ויתאים ובוא תוהה לו ואומר לו שאני מכיר טויב. ענה לכופי טויב. לא, בואי בשפר, אני מכיר טויבו. אני מכיר טויבו. I'm not a kofer to. So there's a festival of Rabbi Libaruch. Bala Shiuri Rabbi Libaruch. Where it was the first time that in Sweden, Shiva sent me to America to go to Shabbos to start the alumni chain. Baruch Hashem. We gave him 200 years, you saw it. But everything started from that first Shabbos. So I asked Rabbi Libaruch what to say in the first Shabbos. So he said, why we say Kofri Toiv? The Maharal says, Kofri Toiv was Miloshen Kofol of Kli. Says, a human being could never not Makir Toiv. We see, Vayokum Melech Chodosh, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. So Rashi also Atzmei Kemisha Lo Yoda. You did remember, this guy, Shechtke, a Nazi. He was toiveling bats for blood of Jewish people. You know, he also didn't remember Yosef was nice to him. Forget about remembering, just don't be a Nazi. The answer is, a person, a human being, cannot be not makir toiv. It's in the nature of a person. If Melech Mitzrayim wants to do bad to the Yidden, he has to las his atzmoi kemisha eino zoicha as Yosef. How a person doesn't makir toiv, he covers it. We call it in modern English, selective memory. Meet a guy, now it's no fun, but I'm just giving you the vote. That's gewalt and gewalt. You meet a guy that is not planning a marshal to give money to the mayor. I'm not saying to give, I'm saying the idea. How you will know that he will not give? You know how you know? You ask him where you learned. He says, I learned in Cleveland and this, and then I was in Teret Mima, I was in El Tisrael for a couple of years, and now I'm reading the BMG. We were in El Tisrael, I just stayed for a year, 2 years in the Mir, I'm not sure. But in his memory, in the list, I was in El Tisrael, right? Oh, you ask the guy, where you learned? It says in the mirror. It doesn't mention the name of the Rebbe. You know, he forgot from the Rebbe. He will give to the mirror, not to the Rebbe. Maybe it's the right thing, it's not the point now. This is called selective memory. Meaning the guy is not bad, but because he doesn't want, you have a guy, you took care of him for 5 years, every day he never had a chavrusa, you took care of him. Every day he had problems, yeah? Then you don't hear from him anymore. He just, yeah, no, he lived in Israel. It was an amazing time here. He doesn't mention the Rebbe that he had shaychus to. Why? He can't relate to that cause of time that he owes. So, kofri toiv. So, a person doesn't have to be makir toiv. It's a nature that you makir toiv. The only way not to be makir toiv is kofri toiv. Said a lot of times, I said it in Gilead, I want to say it in Bochum. Sometimes I go to bris, and young guys make a bris, and I feel disgusting to be there. Why? Amol, Klal Yisrael, the father said a shikotei. Today, the father gets up and he says, thank you. Some Amol, American is up, yeah? Some places, the ikur is the thank you. And then he also remembers to say one or two about there, yeah? No one asks, thank you, you say privately, don't stand and say thank you, yeah? Why, thank you, why? Go to the room and thank you, yeah? I'm the priest because I'm thinking in front of everyone, thank you. Mishugoy, yeah? I'm not going out at the Mishugas and the Nuzach and people use the place to thank. Said Lomazan in our generation, it's important. But look what happens. He says thank you to whom? To his parents, his in laws, and then to the neighbor that the last 8 days are sending food. And I counted it, the amount of words of thank you to that neighbor is more from the parents. The parents that took care of us, this neighbor we would never manage without them in Eretz Yisrael. So what? So what? You know what you did to them? I'm not saying thank the neighbor that cooked a piece of chicken, seder, and also she sent you fish with a carrot, yeah? But the answer is, to that neighbor is very easy for you to relate to what she did for you. They're helping. Your parents didn't have 8 days when you were born. For 8 days they hold you. For years they took care of you. The money they spent already in the stomach is $5 million maybe. Tuition and everything in America, yeah? But if that is the list that you owe, you will collapse. My parents that take care of me the whole time. That is the amount that I really might have done. For that, they get a phone call once a week, maybe, to say thank you. You miss them, you go on more, but it's not that. Yeah? The guy that takes care, the friend that took care of you for a Shabbos meal when you didn't have, you don't stop to thank him. The parents send you down to soul. Why? It's not because you're nicer than the friend. But if you would feel that you owe the parents, it's too much for you. You can't observe how much you owe them. So it's selective. Well, for sure they did anything for me. But you don't register inside, you know what they did for me? When I was born every day, hours, and I was kicked out of school, and they got me in and out, yeah? You can't handle it in your head. But the guy that invited you for Shabbos, yeah, he managed worked hard, yeah? I owe him a lot, and I would also get him once a meal in the world, yeah? It's very easy for you to pay it. So you could relate to the favor. This is the vote of the Maharal. It's the vote of the Maharal. It's a givaldi kavod. He says, this is the reason we call a guy that is not makil toyo. We don't call him disgusting. We call him kofui toyo. He just covers it. He doesn't not say thank you. He just doesn't remember that he owes. So this is one pshat why it says, loymar she'eini kofui toyo. The Moshe Shtelbuch says, and we say Nishmas, Igu Pilu Mole Shiro Kayom, Ushaneinu, Eina Nachum Aspikim Lohoidois, a person can't be Makir Toi to the Moshe. Don't say, Vamisa Vamalta, I'm Makir Toi. I'm not a Koi for Toi, so I'm trying to take. But to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you can't say the words, Ich bin a Makir Toi. It's unlimited how much I cause a Toi to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you say, Leimar She'eini Kofi Toi. But it's a book from Rebel Soloveitchik. Rebel Soloveitchik said, Von Yisro von Malto Eilom She'eini Kofi Toi. Why do you have to say it? He said, when a person, what is Bikur? You live 15 days walk from Earth, from Yerushalayim. Midsummer, you go down to the field, you find out where is the first one. You understand it's very hard. I don't even went to pick a sroggy once. In between the leaves, you have to find where is the first Te'eno Shebikva. Put strings, you go in between the trees, Agansamaitse. You make sure that it's strong. When you pick it, it's not enough to send the workers just to pick off everything. You have to know, these ones have to make a shayna. And you start to travel for 15 days. So it's 15 days with there, 15 days back, 30 days. Who knows how much you invested? Who knows how much you invested in this bikur? So kol kuloi, his body, his action, is yelling at kol asatoi, right? He's busy a month of a kol asatoi. Who needs? My whole body says I'm not a kofitoy. The whole avos habikurim says I'm not a kofitoy. V'nisa v'amalto loymar she'eini kofitoy. Zok Rebbe Soloveitchik, you're right. But thank you, with a zogin adang azay di debab. Says sometimes a guy, I don't appreciate it. I gave him a present. I gave him a bottle of wine. It's very nice. Say thank you very much. Thank you. Say it with your mouth. I heard a gevaldik in my sefer Moshe Shtambuch. That's what I heard. When Eliashib was sick, I don't know if you remember, Eliashib, that Ladon, he was very sick, they bought a special American doctor, he operated his heart, and he saved him for another couple of years. And Eliashib asked in the end, the people, how you say thank you in English. Oh, Rabbi, don't worry, the whole time the doctor is speaking with a Ritu Yuma. Say thank you, and we will say. So he said the famous vote that in every tefillah we say Amen, Amen, Amen. When it comes to Moedim, it's Moedim Berabbana. Thank you, you don't say, you say yourself. Ve'onisa ve'omar. You say thank you. It's not enough that the guy will see. He saw it, but he actually says it. So I mean, thank you, yeah? The guy will explain. You what? He needs to hear from my mouth. Thank you. Say it works. Ve'onisa ve'omar. You bring the bikurim, you bring the present. Thank you. A person has to say in his mouth, thank you. ולוקח אתן הכהן מידך והניחו לפני השם אלוקיך והניסו ואמרת הרמי רבדובי the whole parasha והנחת לפני השם אלוקיך so the Gemara brings down בוסר אני אז לאני יוסף אמרי דתנן, זה משלם ביקורים. העשירים מביאים ביקורים בקרפי של זוהר ושל כסף. והעניים, the poor people, מביאים בסלים מצורים של הרוב הכלופו. הסלים והביקורים נויסטים לקויינים. זאת רשי, והעשירים, you give them back the כלי זוהר וכלי כסף. והעניים will leave their dishes by the Kohen. So the poor becomes poor, the rich stays rich. Right? The rich brings a big dish and he gets it back. The poor person can't even afford a dish. He buys like a Mishloach Manos dish and they take the dish from him also. Hainu da'amu le'inche basar anya asla ne'yus. Call in our language, the poor becomes poorer and the rich becomes richer. Zot devel. Why did the rich they gave back his dish and to the poor person they took his dish? You could say, listen, such an expensive dish you couldn't take it away from them. So, but we wanted that the rich people were mechabed the mitzvah. And this is time, I'm saying first about the Balabati Shavshah. There's two mitzvahs that we decorate. Bikurim, what else mitzvah we decorate? Pidnaben. Moshe, in Chasin, some people even had a meeting, they take off the jewelry, I said, I don't know, some people like take off, I don't know, but my, some people do it, yeah, they take off the chosin, like takes off the watch, well, but they don't know, they shamati, but some people have such minhag, I don't know where it came, but they don't add jewelry on the chosin, for sure. And Bikurim and Pidnaben is two mitzvahs that we wrap, Pidnaben, we put all the ladies, put on the jewelry, Bikurim also, both of them are the first. This is the Reishis Priya Adoma, and this is Reishis Peter Rechem. And the idea is in both. Now we give the first to Hashem, give Yochel a present to Hashem, and we have to do it in the most hodol v'kovodik way. Chazal say the cows that came to the Bikurim, the horns were covered with gold. So the Balabadish, we wanted the rich people. Shatzachzu, if you're Naben, you'll not give back your jewelry. Yeah? So no one put jewelry on, right? So we wanted the rich people to really bring beautiful, beautiful, like the nice, mamish, beautiful dishes. So we had to let them to take it back. So we just left the kelim. There was no reason to give them back the little shvacha kelim. But sharing the rich people was only for a purpose that nicer and nicer dishes will come into Beis HaMikdash to beauty the mitzvah. This is the Balabati Shep Pshat. But I heard three more Givaldik Pshat. The rich people, they bought special fruits. What fruits they bought? Kiwi, lychees, cherries, beautiful, nice big grapes. Faket was the beautiful thing to take it out of the dish. See what is going on? The poor person, what do you have? Like a half apple, a shvach, a pear, a rotten day, we leave it in the dish. We don't want to embarrass it to start to take out his fire. This is one Malabati Shepshat that I heard. Second Malabati Shepshat that I heard is, the rich people, the dish was full. The poor people, it's like the Mishlachmanis, you know, with paper in the bottom. They didn't have enough. So they would stuff it with paper and they would put it from the stomach. The rich people had enough to fill up the dish. Shenzo, someone brings a beautiful Mishlachmanis, you open it and then there's like five chocolates was there. Yeah? So that you leave it nice, you leave it with a package. But the Welt has another pshat, another real pshat. We mentioned a lot of times the dividing, but the Welt is the shrewd Welt. It's Chaim said over the story, said a lot of times. There was two people who came to the Ma'emes. The first guy comes in, they ask him, he has mitzvahs. He says, no mitzvahs. Yeah, one mitzvah I have. In our shul, the rabbi was very into David Shachis in the shul. I never miss. Comes to the Shemayim, sees mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mud, slush. So what is this? So every morning when you went to davening, you went in the mud, you went in the slush, all of that we collected. So you're right, it's one mitzvah. But it's shachis, with mud and slush and dirt and wind and cold. So we took all that mud and all the slush that you were walking to davening and we put it on the scaler. And as it comes into mitzvahs, nothing. No, I daven in the shul, the rabbi was very into shachis. We put like one little mitzvah. So we're sorry, the aveiros are much more. Just the other guy, we put on the slush, the mud. Put on my limousine, I'm telling you, it weighs much more. I went every morning with a limousine to shul. They told him the slush, the mud, becomes a part of the mitzvah. The limousine doesn't become a part of the mitzvah. The ashir has nice dishes. The ani doesn't have a dish to bring that, be cool. He goes, he takes saleh aroma, he picks aromas, he peels off the leaves that will look white and fresh. And he makes a net, and he makes like a basket. The whole thing is counted, man. The whole thing is counted. So Hashem says, I want the dish. The dish became Kodesh. The slush, the mud put on the scaler. This is the mitzvahs. So the Torah wants to show the army, I machshiv everything that was hard for you. Everything counts. Tells the Torah, Mishnah the Kohen, pick up the whole dish, don't leave it back. All of the dish is Kodesh. Mashenka, but the rich person, the Bikurim are Kodesh. The Bikurim are Kodesh. Oh, but not the dish. Not the dish. Sometimes the guys, you know, the mirror is not such a problem. I hear it from Lakewood a lot of times. You know, some guys have to walk the yeshiva, and some guys come from better families. Hashmi and Gilai, they drive in with their Lexus, you know, to the parking lot of yeshiva. They're sitting there, it's not their fault. No, the in-laws have money, yeah? And the parents have money. But the other guy feels so nebuch. He was hitching to get the yeshiva. I'm telling him, yeah. But the other guy, the learning starts in the door. By you, from leaving the house, standing in the nine, standing there, trying to get, all of that goes into the Gan Eden. You have such a long Seder. All of that we will carry. And all of that we'll put in the spirit. So when the Oni comes, he says, look, you have a big Bikur. The Oni feels so bad, I have a small field. The Asher has 50 fields. He's bringing Bikurim. Tell the Ani, but your dishes count. This is the reason that Ibochu said. And the Pasuk finishes with Samachta Becholatoi Vashon Nosan Lecho Hashem Elokecho Ulevisecho Ato Vealevi Veager Asher Bekirbecho. Samachta Becholatoi Vashon Nosan Lecho Hashem Elokecho Ulevisecho Ato ve'alevi ve'ager asher b'kirbech. So it's a haftocha. You finish with samachto. And here, everyone knows the medrash, what the Chaim HaKadosh says, "V'somachto b'chol atoyl Hashem nosa necho Hashem elikecho." Yirmo is b'maymo b'chol atoyl al atoyl ke'omrom zal v'en toyl al atoyl shimhoyu b'nei odo margishim b'mesikus v'arevus tul atoyl v'mishtagim v'mislatim achareo v'leichosh b'eneim v'leoylom kesef v'zov l'meumo ki atoyl k'ileles kol atoyl shimhoyu. So, and the question is, everyone asks, so what is the shaykhis? Like, you know, a lot of times people ask, where's the Orachayim HaKadosh? You try to find it, yeah? It's a nigun, but sometimes people just want to look inside. And they don't know where to find them, and they look at every person. Remember the first time that I didn't know where's the Orachayim, I was looking for it. I can tell you, I looked all over Chutz from Parshas Bikur. I'm asking. So many places. It means but this is what we said in the Mariyom Hashemesh. The only way to understand that the Torah is the best thing is when you have a emunah that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person feels that the Gashmius is up to him, and it's totally in him, he's busy running after Gashmias, and he doesn't let himself to connect to the Mesikus HaTorah. Only when a person feels that Shaychus, then is V'samachta B'chol HaTorah. Why don't we go first at the end of the parasha? We start with klolos, very hard parsha, a lot of klolos, if you don't believe. I'm skipping all of them. Terrible, you'll eat your kids, your sons, your daughters, your wife, everything terrible. Terrible, right? Then illnesses, dry, wet. Kashasos Hashem lehaitiv, yasis lehavi, terrible, right? I'm really holding a Pasuk Samach Zayin, terrible. Pasuk Samaches, the peak. Well, here was the last thing. Ve'yishivcho Hashem b'mitzrayim bo'iniris. You go back with boats. V'adarech amalti asher lo yitasifu v'yroiso. V'yiskamakartem sham lo yivercho. La'avodim v'leshfochis v'en koyim. And they will want to sell you to slaves and no one wants to buy you. Before it says you will starve, you will eat your kids from hunger, you'll have bubbles in your body from dry and wet and chores, gorov, kadachas, choirim. People will manage the nashim, everything bad. The last thing, you know what will happen to you? You'll go back with boats to Mitzrayim. They will want to sell you and no one wants to buy. Now you'll do tshuva, right? Everything else didn't convince you. You see it Be'ez Hashem tomorrow in Kriyas HaTorah, the clothes. Rashi says at the beginning of the Tzavim, Klal Yisrael became green from hearing so bad clothes. And the last pasuk is, he will bring you back with boats to Mitzrayim. And they will want to sell you and no one will buy you. So it's one pshut Rishon Mikra and Megillah, I can say everyone knows Megillah and Yud, that Rashi says, V'yismakartem, Rashi says in Bayos, Ve'en koine, ki igzu alecho, hereg v'kilu. Not that no one will want to buy you. They will kill you. So, it's not pshat, but it's, Rashi learns that it's a pshat in the post. V'yismakartem, Ve'en koine, because they have to kill you. This is what the Gemara in Megillah says, Posach pischa lai parche, V'yismakartem, ki nimkarnu ani ve'ami, La'avodim v'shvach is echrashti. That's what Esther said. Ve'en koyme. Mean they're killing us. But it's not the pshutei shel mikro. So I heard once a vault. Gevalt. Everyone knows the yesod of the kuzi. Kuzri says that there's four different things in the world. Chai, Tzimeach, Doimen, Medaber. Medaber, Chai, Tzimeach, Doimen. Doimen is the lowest. Stone, chairs. Tzimeach, trees. Chai, animals. Medaber, human being. Zog di Kuzri ha-Yesod. What happens to a stone when the stone gets destroyed? It becomes two stones. It becomes powder. Nothing bad happens to it. What happens to a tree when it dies? It rots and it disappears. Meaning, a stone is lower from a tree. A tree has chayus. A stone does not have chayus. But when the tree loses its chayus, he doesn't become a stone, a rock. He becomes lower. An animal is more from a tree. It moves. What happens to an animal when it dies? It stinks. It's worse from a tree. What happens to an animal when it goes wild? It kills. The tree goes wild and falls. Human being, what happens to it when it dies? It stinks worse than an animal. The worst the smell is a human being dead. What happens to it when it becomes crazy? It could destroy the whole world. Animal can't destroy the whole world. The story is animal. The real animals can't destroy the world. Yeah? Lion could eat lion. Not normal guy, Hitler, could destroy a world. The insight of the Kuzri is, the higher the thing is, when it goes low, and doesn't drop to the bottom step under it, and goes to the worst. So the Kuzri said, chutz from these four things is a fifth thing that is called the soil. Kshem oylim, oylim ad l'rakia. Kshem yoylim, yoylim ad l'tarim. A yid, first that he dies, he's metame. But a guy is not metame so much, right? The yid, when he loses his maile, he's worse than a guy. He can't stand near it. When a yid is chayte, he's worse than a guy. You see it, Kaseida. A guy sometimes could have manners. A Jewish person that doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs sometimes behave worse than a guy. Because a yid cannot become a guy. If he doesn't keep to his standard, he's lower from a guy. He's lower from the guy. Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that there's six things. No, I'm sorry, the Velt says that there's a six things. A Yeshiva Bacher. A Yeshiva Bacher, when he goes off, you can see he's not like a Friday, he's even worse, right? All of us know that. Why? When you become a yeshiva bacher, you can't go back to become a friar yet. You're the lowest of the lowest. So it's doimen, tzimeach, medaber. Sorry, doimen, tzimeach, chai, medaber, Yisroel, yeshiva bacher. Chai Shmulevitz said, and it's a mirror. Okay? Not to argue about. That is the famous Shmuzer of Chaim Shmulevitz. Zog the Welt, the clothes are, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were avodim in Mitzrayim. We were slaves. We know that the slaves in Mitzrayim, when we were slaves in Mitzrayim, it was not physical work only. It was what Shibud, Avdus, אילו לא הציונו, אילו משועבונים לפער, באונו בנינו משועבונים לפער במצרים, was a lower madrega that is called Avdus. ויציאנו השם במצרים. He took us out of Mitzrayim. And we became Am Zgula for being the lower people of the Paroi, lower human being, we became the Am Anifcho. Zog the Klolo. You will come back. If you don't listen, they will take you back to Mitzrayim. And they will try to sell you to slaves, but they will not want you. A Yid cannot go down back to that position. You could be worse. No one will want to buy. The Klolos explained, you will go back to Mitzrayim, but you will not be back in that position. So this is what the Klolos means. The Klolos means, Kivyochu, going back in the time tunnel. Klaviso, you do bad, 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 I bring you back to Mitzrayim, Kivyochol. Kilo, I took you out of Mitzrayim, if you behave so bad, back to square one. But I want to tell you, you can't stand anymore at square one. They do not want you anymore without voting. A Yid, when he's low, he's worse than a guy. Mismakartim, לעבודי ולשלוחויס ואין כהנה אלה דברי הבריס אשר ציבו השם. So the מפורש עם העסקה של where is the נחומה? Many times in פרשס בחוקויסה we have a נחומה שבת עד השם אלוהיכךו גם כי הביא לך בקצה השמיים. Here it finishes with Klolos. So one answer the world says, but Bechukoysa is Beloshim Rabim. In Bechukoysa, Tileichu, Mishpotai Tishmoiru, Ve'alachta Mimekeri, Ve'alachta Mimekeri. Ve'ez Hashem, you see tomorrow in the Klolos, Zeytim Yiyu Lecho, Ze'arav Titzi Asodeh, Me'at Te'esof, U'bohu Olecho, Ve'oyu Becho, Tachas Asher Lo Yovat Es Hashem Elokecho, Ve'ovat Es Avecho, Iso Hashem Olecho. The Klolos from this parasha is Beloshim Yochi. So it's a scary thing that is going down in the Rishonim. The Klal Yisrael is a haftocha that nothing will happen and the end it will come back. The Yechidim don't have the haftocha. The Yechidim could die. The Yechidim could get destroyed. The haftocha is the Klal Yisrael. It's very scary. But it's another pshat. It's a nice pshat. What was Gambi? The reason is no haftocha because וישמכרתם לעבודים ולשוחס ואין כהנה. Hashem says, כלל ישראל, it will not help you. The goyim will never accept you to be one of them. But maybe we will have to come back. We can become a part of the goyim. Chazal say, Sinai, שמשום יורד עשינו לאומס האוילו. When we got the Torah, we were zeichet that the goyim will hate us. Because Hashem does not want us to become a part of it.